Hello, Horror and Hooch crew.
Up,
You might
y'all?
have the same question that we have. What horror movies do you watch on Thanksgiving? Stay tuned. We're going to help you out with that one. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thanksgiving.
What's up, horror family? How y'all feeling today? Today.
What y'all eating? What you sipping? Who you spending your holiday with? Your friends, your family, by yourself? Are you like, I don't celebrate that Pilgrim Day?
Colonizers.
Don't eat
What?
turkey.
I don't celebrate the colonizers. I just like to eat. And so, I mean, we gonna use it as a family reunion because that's the only time we get together.
That's the
So
day for
yeah.
good food, and that's just about it. Well,
Good food and drink.
we hadn't done this before, surprisingly, in all of our years, we have not talked about Thanksgiving horror movies.
So we were
So
trying to take a vacation. We figured we'd stay with y'all this year. We were trying to duck off.
we're gonna do it this time, especially since there was a movie released this year about Thanksgiving. So
Oh, Thanksgiving.
we'll give you guys a whole little list of things that you can watch for Thanksgiving for all the horror fans out there. So before we get started, you know how we do with the drinks. Okay, so I have
Wait a minute, baby. Is that a Zaxby's cup? Because that's funny. This is typical Thanksgiving behavior that you walk around with the styrofoam cup that look like you got it from a restaurant, but that ain't what's in your cup.
Not at all.
That's that Thanksgiving behavior.
At all. Just a little something, little
That's funny.
punch, you know.
Still a little holiday punch, which is actually what I'm going to recommend you guys today, because I know everybody's got the cousins, auntie, uncle, them at the house. And so you want to make something in a big batch. And usually, I give you a cocktail. I'm gonna give you a punch today. And it's really simple. It's stuff that you would have for a staple cocktail. So you probably ain't gonna have no trouble getting it. You want some pineapple juice, some cranberry juice, and then you want pineapple rum. Malibu makes a pineapple rum. Oh, and orange juice. Did I say that? Orange juice, cranberry, pineapple, and pineapple rum. So Malibu makes a pineapple rum. If you want to do plain Jane rum, you can, but I like it with the pineapple rum. And it's a really simple cocktail. You want to do, I'm gonna give it to you in cups. You can size up or size down as you please. But 2 cups of your pineapple juice, cup and a half of your cranberry juice, half a cup of your OJ, splash of lime juice, and that's fresh lime juice. Don't y'all go get that concentrated stuff. And that's about 2 limes, I would say. And then stir that up real good. Add as much or as little rum as you like. That is the only thing I will never tell you how much to add. If you want it to be a nice balance, I would do about a cup of rum. But if you heavy-handed, keep going. And chill that and serve it with some pineapple to garnish. You can add sliced pineapples to the bowl, which is what I do.
Because
Or
she
you
like to
can,
be fancy.
I just like to eat the fruit after it didn't set too long. But do as you please. It's just a little holiday punchy punch. It ain't really got no name to it. It's not a traditional rum punch, so I won't call it that. But it is my holiday punch. And y'all can
Awesome.
try that out.
Awesome. I sure will. I was taking mental notes. I'm getting, you know, because I'd be trying to think of punch ideas, but see, I'd be just doing stuff. So I can't just be doing stuff and just be hoping it come out and taste right.
Yes, you can. I do it all day long.
And
Mix it and hope it come out right. Shout out to my homegirl. She's had a birthday party, and that is exactly what we did. She sent me a video of a hunch punch. Well, backtrack. We caught a hunch punch in college. Tipsy bartender calls it jungle juice. She sent me one of
Oh,
his
they switched
videos.
the
Girl, whatever. She sent me one of his videos of him making a jungle juice, and I was like, girl, this is nothing but hunch punch because it's got Everclear in it. We opted out of the Everclear because we're too grown. But I definitely went to her kitchen and was like, hey, we're gonna put some of this and some of this and some of that. And it just came out. So we did that. Everybody recommended it.
I'm with it. I'm with it. So before we start with our old school list of Thanksgiving movies, because then y'all gonna really be tripping out on this list.
You can laugh a little.
y'all gonna be tripping out. So this year we had a Thanksgiving themed horror movie to come out. I don't remember the last time that this has happened.
I don't
And
remember a time that this has happened.
me neither. So as of now, how it stands, Thanksgiving is probably the best Thanksgiving horror movie you're gonna get. It's directed by Eli Roth, Hostel.
I
Y'all
remember that
know him.
movie,
So you
right?
know he don't skip out on the gore. He don't play about that. So for a slasher movie, you're gonna get the slashes. You're gonna get all the
You gonna get
bloodiness.
these slashes.
You're gonna
Like,
get these slashes.
I think
You're
that's
gonna
my new
get the
tagline. Get these slashes.
Absolutely. So he don't skip out on that at all. Never known for that. If you like a nice cold opening for a movie, he got you right there. You like a nice little thriller mystery in your horror, got you right there. I'm not going to spoil it because I know it's, we're right here at Thanksgiving. A lot of people have not seen it yet, but if it's on your mind to go and see this movie, go and see this movie. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. I didn't have any expectations for it. I don't think most people have. It's a horror movie called Thanksgiving, and the
And
killer
it wasn't
looks like
heavily
a
marketed
pilgrim.
either.
Right.
Yeah. It
So
was,
I'm,
it snuck up on us.
yeah, it was, I think I seen, like, I knew about it because I seen a trailer for it at the movie theater
For something else. Yep.
for something else.
That was me
And
too.
that's how I heard about this movie. But horror fans, this is a good Thanksgiving movie right here. This is going to be a classic movie, and I wouldn't be surprised if it spawns sequels.
Yes, we love a good sequel.
I think it has the potential for that because people didn't know it was going to be as good as it was. And the feedback that's coming out
It's
of
been
this
good, yeah.
movie, it's been good. Audiences are loving this movie. So if you're a fan of slashers, we're gonna go ahead and check out Thanksgiving. I think you guys are going to enjoy this, and this will be a classic holiday movie because we got plenty of holiday, plenty of
Rooms.
Halloween movies for horror. We got plenty of Chris. We got lots of Christmas horror movies. We got Valentine's Day horror movies. We got St. Patrick's Day horror movies, but Thanksgiving been slacking a little bit. This is going to be a new classic. But as far as other Thanksgiving movies, we had to
They
really
be
think about
slacking.
this. Y'all, we had
They
to
be
think
slacking.
a lot to give y'all a list of movies, of something to watch to feel that horror hunger of yours on Thanksgiving. So we're gonna jump right in. Now.
Hey, we're gonna start with the fact that the running theme in this movie is eating, okay? That was all we could think of for Thanksgiving. So when you look, when we say this title and you like, what the hell?
This
Eating.
ain't got
Think
nothing to do with
eating. Food of all kinds.
But if we work if we with Thanksgiving, especially for us Black people, it is about the food anyway. Does Halloween, we could care less about the holiday. This is a day of food, eating, gathering, all the sorts of that. So we have some movies about strange eating habits. Okay. This movie is going to be primarily based around food and weird eating habits. So we're gonna start with the OG classic
Let's went
movie,
back to the OG first. 1968. Come on with it.
Night of the Living Dead. Yes,
This is the
Brains.
OG cannibal
When
movie.
we had
Not
the
cannibal, zombie movie, excuse me.
zombies, with zombies, when they specifically, it was like, I want to eat your brains, that whole thing. And the watching of all the zombies gathering over the bodies and eating them. You could, even in black and white, you could tell that was creepy. Like, people were grossed out and the movie didn't even have color.
Shout out George Romero.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Who did his research on zombies before he even made the movie? He went and researched like heavily. He traveled to do research before he made this movie. So that is the OG. When you think about zombies, what do we think about? People getting
Okay.
bit. Yeah, well, you think about Walking Dead, but what do you think about the zombies? Zombie apocalypse. Who got bit? Who's getting
Who
bit?
got bit? Yeah, you're right. These days it's more of a you got bit, not a you got ate, like specifically eating brains, zombies.
The
This was
old.
the original zombies ate brains. I don't know why they went for brains though. Have we ever
And
talked about that?
why was people not even running? Like that, you know, people be trying to run and get away from them. And they was just like, the zombies will pull you down and you just, oh my God. And now they just attacking your brain. Like y'all not
Fight
gonna
back,
run.
just fight back.
Fight back. Fight back and the zombies will not eat you. These days the zombies are eating part of you. They don't care about nothing about that brain.
Leg, arm, leg.
Yes, they'll pull you by your weave if they can get to it. Okay. Yeah, I told y'all this list was gonna be
That is why
wild.
you wear wigs. So when they pull, that thing just flying off, you keep on going. All capping out.
This is zombie apocalypse tip. This is regain. When in doubt, throw on
Free
that
game.
wig. Yes,
Throw that wig
save
on.
your
You trying to
life.
be cute through the zombie apocalypse? Throw a wig on, sis.
Exactly. See back here, this is zombie right here. What does he eat? What is he eating?
It's a brain.
Okay,
Mike
Dad.
got turkey this year. Mike got turkey. He, you know,
Okay.
traditional.
They at the dinner table, he's going for the brains. Let's see what else we got for our Thanksgiving list.
You want me to jump to the next one?
Let's go roll it next
And so we're gonna go. I'm gonna jump around. I'm gonna come back present day for y'all. Because this is one of my favorites on the list, actually. So I'm gonna give you this one. It was last year, 2022. The menu.
Because we didn't get to talk about that one, but this one was
We
like.
gave y'all a quick little bit of that one, but we didn't get a good in-depth. And I actually really liked this. So the menu was about a couple that traveled to this remote island for this exclusive dining experience with a celebrity chef. It was like top dollar, Michelin star restaurant. And it was we paid big money and this is invite only. And the couple finds out that this invitation, the guest list, and everything set up about this dinner was not by chance. And they are in for some very devious surprises. Now this was not a jump scare. This was more a little gross. It was a little gory, not as gory as I thought it should have been. However, the plot was good. It also was like a statement about the restaurant society as a whole.
And it
So
was
if you
very suspenseful as
very
well, because
suspenseful,
like
yeah.
you knew something was going on, but you didn't quite pinpoint what was so strange
Yes.
that was happening. Because they know it's like everybody that had this invite, they had to be taken on a ferry to get to this little island.
Right,
Everybody
right.
there, like, you know, their money was long. Okay. They were
Right.
these was some very, very rich people who wanted to pay for this experience of gourmet fine dining. They didn't know what the menu was even going to be. They're like, oh,
No.
this is going to be something real, real fancy, some foods people can't even pronounce. It's going to be fresh. We didn't, they
Every
didn't know.
course was wild, y'all. Every course was wild.
One of them wasn't even, it was like a sauce or something that they said wasn't even a real food. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, this is so magnificent. And the one lady who didn't come from money, she didn't understand why these people was tripping over this
Right,
food.
she was pretty much the main character. Anya Taylor-Joy, she played the main character, and she was the only one in the room. Like, what the hell is going on here? But she also is the only one who was not originally on the guest list, because the boyfriend had planned to bring someone else, and I fell through or whatever. So she ended up. Also, I love this. Like, this young lady is making a wave in movies right now, and she's not quite where I think she's going to be. But Hong Pao, she plays the chef's like second in command in this movie, but she's been in a few other movies. I absolutely love her in horror, suspense, anything not drama. She just, I don't know if it's natural for her, but it works. I love her. She is in this, and she is good.
Because it was like serious, because it's like the I mean, because I enjoy, MasterChef and Hell's Kitchen, but like they were in this place where it was like so serious. Like, yes, chef. And everybody would be quiet. And if
They was
anybody
committed.
like laughed or said something slick, they would be looking at this person like, why are you acting like that? Like, this is some serious business right here. We doing something serious. And spoiler alert, they had all these people gathered for this fancy formal dinner because it was supposed to be the last dinner for
Now
everybody.
you done gave the biggest spoiler of all. Good
I
grief.
said spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
I
This
hope
movie
all
been out
school
a
shop
year.
watch it for yourself.
This movie
Yeah,
been out a year. Y'all need to go and see the menu if you haven't. I'm sure if you
but look,
haven't
it's on
seen
somebody streaming by now, I know.
it.
Because I think I watched it more than once on streaming. So stream it. It was good. But again, wanna watch a movie about a meal? That's a good movie to watch.
What else we got on our list of, very offbeat.
Thanksgiving movies.
Yes, Thanksgiving movies, very offbeat mealtime. This movie came out last year as well on Hulu. It was called Fresh. I think his real name is Sebastian Stan, but we're gonna call him the Winter Soldier. He stars
I
in
need
this.
you to put some respect on that man name. Not the Winter Soldier. Marvel, we're sorry. They made the Winter Soldier. She didn't call him by his name in the movie. He the Winter Soldier. The Winter Soldier got a name too. Dang. Carry on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So he's in this movie. He plays this guy who he starts dating this woman who kind of had felt like she was giving up on love, and then he breezes into her life and is like the best boyfriend ever. He's so attentive. They go
Red
on
flag.
wonderful dates, and he's charming and funny. They spend all night, they just talking and having all these wonderful conversations
All the
and
red flags.
all of the wonderful things. And he's like, I want you to come over for dinner or whatever at my house, and it's far, we got to go here, and da 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 da. Child, she get that man house, and see, and it was like a whole. Actually, the first half of the movie, you would think it was a rom,
A
like a
romance.
rom, yeah, like I thought I was watching like a romantic comedy or something at the first half, and then the movie like switches. She in a basement or something with like other women, and finds out he's been cutting off pieces of these women
For
to
dinner.
eat for himself and also to sell to other buyers who want human flesh, but they want it fresh. That's the title of the movie. They want it fresh, so he keeps these women alive. Yes. And that's where we start with the movie. So this is a, yes, it's a take on cannibalism, but I've never seen it happen like this. Like, I'm not going to completely kill you. I'm just going to take off pieces and sell them off.
There's a big a real life black market for that shit too, which is I think where this stemmed from, and it is creepy. Like y'all some sick folks out here, America.
That's why
Cause
it's crazy,
it's
because he
Americans.
had this whole operation set up where he had clientele to buy this
And it be
fresh.
high dollar clientele. Y'all get rich and lose y'all damn minds. I just want to say that. Y'all be like, I've eaten. What do we say about Thanksgiving? I've eaten all the turkey I can eat. I would like unicorn today. Oh, y'all niggas just took it to a whole nother level. Listen, I don't want a turkey leg. I want a big leg. I want a woman's leg. I just let me find this.
Exactly. But he was in there like he
Ridiculous.
was Hannibal Lecter trying to make a delicacy off of these. I'm like,
Clarice.
what you doing? This is too much. But that was a good movie. If you have not watched it, it is on Hulu. It came out last year. We're gonna take it back to a classic one.
Just imagine.
We're
All right.
gonna go back
We
to
be going to a.
this guy who only comes out, what is it, every 23rd spring?
Girl, I don't know. Jeepers creepers. Jeepers creepers. Actually, you know, and it's not as much far much of a throwback as I'd be thinking, because it was only 2001. I'd be thinking I was just so young when this came out, which I kind of was, but I kind of wasn't. But yeah, Jeepers Creepers, the original. We're talking the first one. Not that there was a meal involved in this, but there was a eating frenzy. So this one is about some siblings. They're going home for spring break. They get going through the countryside, taking a scenic route as dummies do in horror movies. Because get your ass on the highway. Just drive the expressway. But anyway, they get through this country bumpkin town, and the creeper is in full swing of his ritual eating spree that he does, I think, which is every 20 something years. And they stumble across it, and they end up being a part of the frenzy. Like, they're trying to survive, they're trying to live. And only one of them makes it, right?
Because
Yeah.
the thing is, like, he picks out what he wants from someone, and like that's the part that he eats.
Yeah, it's listen. Y'all seen Jeepers Creepers? Y'all remember when that thing was picking out them kids on that bus? I think that was two, wasn't it?
That was
Y'all
the second
remember?
one.
Y'all remember? And really, any of the Jeepers Creepers you could watch if you just want.
I ain't got to the
So,
third. I ain't watched that third one. People were saying it was not good, so I'm
oh no, I
not.
haven't. What, the Newborn or Rebirth or whatever it's
Yeah,
called?
I ain't watched it either. I haven't seen
It didn't
it.
get really good reviews, y'all.
I said I
But
wouldn't go. I ain't waste my time.
that stupid song was stuck in my head. I remember when it first came out. Jeepers,
First
creepers, where'd you
creepers.
get those peepers? It was so weird. It
Yes.
was a real song too. But it was stuck in my head
But
forever
yes.
after that. But yeah.
But that, see, the thing is, you don't even have to be afraid of him because he only comes out, I think it's every 23rd spring. You just
And every
gotta.
23rd spring, I'm gonna be getting the hell on if I know I live in that town.
Because you can't escape him. Like, you just have to wait until
You
he
have to
done
starve
eating.
them.
Like, you gotta wait till he done eating. No, you got to wait till he full. And then he goes away.
I just feel like just starve him. Like, everybody leave the fucking town. And how many times he gonna come out and not have nothing to eat and live? Like, how far is he really gonna travel? Because he hungry, he famished. It's been 20 something years. So he ain't got no energy. He gotta work his energy up every time he eats. So if all y'all niggas just say, we're leaving, it's that time, and y'all all go on vacation or whatever, lockdown, act like y'all ain't from, and disappear at night. Like, I don't know. Just starving. I don't know.
I don't know. Did they think of that in the third movie? I don't know because I ain't watched it. Y'all let us know
I ain't watched it.
who watched Jeepers Creepers 3. If you have watched it, put in the
Put in
comments
the
what
comments.
happened. Put what happened in the movie.
Oh, we didn't go there.
Yes. Swinging it back around to the cannibals, we have another movie that came out last year. Bones and All. This movie was a bit different because
It
it's
was a
not just,
romantic horror.
it was a romantic horror because it was more of a love story than a horror story. Now, it was bloody when it needed to be. It's just that they almost described the characters who were cannibals, that it wasn't like they were like normal cannibals. It was almost like vampiric, like
Like, it was a
they,
disease, some shit they couldn't control.
yes, it was almost like eating regular food did not satisfy them. Like, their hunger wasn't met.
It put you in a mind of y'all know that show that used to come on. I think it still come on, where the people have all these compulsive eating disorders and they be eating all the weird shit, like baby diapers and all this shit. It put you in the mind of that, like, I have this weird compulsion and I have to have human
Was it like
flesh.
My Strange Addiction or something like that?
Yes, it's like that. It gives you that. Like, the way it's described is like My Strange Addiction or something. Like, I can't help it. It's a compulsion. I have no control over it. I gotta eat human flesh.
Right. So like they and it impacted their health too. It's like they had to. It kind of impacted like the essence of who they were, that they, and when I say they ate bones and all, like every, they ain't leaving no crumbs. Ain't no crumbs left. It's the whole thing. The creepiest scene to me in the movie was when the young lady who starred in the movie, because basically her dad got tired of dealing with her behavior. He's like, I've been dealing with this since she was like 3 years old. I'm tired of like covering up people going missing.
Babysitter and three.
He was like, I'm sick of it. So when she attacked someone in her late teens, she was supposed to be at a slumber party, attacked one of her friends. The dad was like, you got to get out of my house. Like, I'm
Left the
done.
birth certificate and some dollars and was like, I hope you figure this shit out.
He's like, I can't, I'm done with you after this. I can't. And so she kind of wants to go search and find like her mom. She's like, why, where did I get this from? How did I get this way? And her mom is a trip. Her mom's a bit creepy. There's also this old man that stalks her. That's really creepy. Because these vampire cannibal-like people, they can find each other.
By scent.
Yes, so they know that there's other people like them that exists. So she meets like a nice young man. I use the word nice
Oh no, they ain't
loosely.
nice.
I use the word
But
nice loosely
anyways.
because he killing people too. But he was nice to her, and and she actually they're friends. They become friends so that she doesn't feel like she's alone. But before she met him, she met this old guy, but he was so creepy that she was just like, I'm out of here. I can't be around you. You alone. And he was following her because, again, pick up scent. And he was like just stalking her throughout the movie. And just this really creepy old man. I don't, it could have been a stalker movie if it wasn't like a
What about the
romantic
other
horror
shit?
movie. Exactly. It was like so on some real stalker type stuff, just real. He was like on that Michael Myers type stuff.
Oh my God, it was a wild ride. The movie was a whole, like a whole experience.
It was different, but it definitely weird eating vibes and them crunching on bones and stuff. No.
Man, my
It
stomach turned. I can't do it. Next,
was
next.
a lot. Next on the list, we got honorable mention.
Oh, wait,
Yeah,
do we? Yeah, you get everything. Ophelia, honorable
honorable
mention.
mention.
All right, guys, y'all know I'm goofy as hell, so this was my choice.
Wait for it.
Scary Movie 2. Now, y'all all know my germs. This is the best eating scene in the history of movies. That shit is iconic.
Take my
That
strong
damn.
hand.
You don't know nobody who's seen that movie that don't know a line from that scene. That movie is iconic. And when we was talking about eating, I was like, oh man, what movies got big meals in them? So that was one that I could think of. So Scary Movie 2, it is not a horror movie, but if you would rather laugh at Thanksgiving than watch horror with your family, because
But
you know how summer.
it's a horror comedy. I take horror
It's you know
comedies as
it was
horror.
a parody, so you know you get a little
Yes,
horror
that dinner
jumps in
scene,
there.
I will watch it every time and still have tears in my eyes, no matter how much I watch
Seen
that
it.
movie.
This
That
is true.
part is still because you didn't, I mean, they get to this house, everybody hungry. They like, oh, we got food, we about to sit everybody down and eat. They get all this nice food around, and then it.
Bitches go left.
First of all, we already in a haunted house. We already
Right.
don't know you. And you trying to serve us a Thanksgiving Day feast is what it looked like. They had
That's
turkey
why
and
I said
all.
it. Turkey and all.
Turkey and all. And you trying to serve us this food, not with a spoon, but with that deformed hand and getting it every I laugh every time. Put that on your list for
Yeah, we'll
Thanksgiving
do.
horror.
Y'all need something to watch with a little laughter. There you go. There you go.
There
And then
you go.
got one more honorable mention, and this one just came out, and it's only honorable mention because it's the most dysfunctional dinner I've ever seen in life. And that is the new Netflix Fall of the House of Usher. We talked about it already. I already did a review on this, y'all. If y'all ain't seen it, go back and watch it. We'll drop it in the description box. However, most dysfunctional dinner in history was in that show. The way them kids went for each other, the way they dogged their daddy girlfriend because she was at it. It was so much shade at that table.
They were so mean to her.
They was
of cute
Hell,
ass
the daddy
lady.
ended up being mean to her in the end too. Shit. Y'all
Oh,
gotta watch Fallout House. I will go on and on about how great that mini series was. I hope they do something else. I know they can't do the same thing, but like, give me more like it, I guess. I don't know.
my
Edgar Allan Poe had much work. Let's suspend something else. But
Mike
yeah.
Flanagan is a hit every time. He do it every time.
No
But yes,
wrong.
watch that dinner scene, and that show is that is gonna trip you out as well for the series. Like, we ain't get into series, but we gonna throw this out there because that one is new. But along in series, you want a dinner scene in a horror movie?
That sounds like dinner scene.
Yes, that is it. But I know we had a little offbeat. But let me tell y'all something. They not making good Thanksgiving movies. Minus the one that just came out. Ain't nobody been making good Thanksgiving movies. And yet horror has the most eating and food.
But you know what that means, right? That means, and I know y'all are gonna be with me when I say this, that means K Bly need to get on her writer director shit and needs to write us a Thanksgiving horror movie. I'm putting it out there. I'm making a request.
Oh,
Y'all gotta help us. Y'all know she
Lord.
be writing our short story. She can do it. We can get one about you, can't
Nina,
we?
we can't. I gotta go dark. Gotta be in my dark mood.
That's my best favorite ones.
In my dark mood to put something out there because we gotta get, a list of the stuff for Thanksgiving. But I could do it. I got
That's the
story.
task, y'all. Drop in the comments if you think that she could give us a horror movie for Thanksgiving. And then she got till next year.
I got
She got
stories.
till 2024. We need a Thanksgiving movie for 2024 out of K Block.
I got stories. Y'all know I
It's the
got
challenge.
stories. We can do it. It might be a little dark.
And now, when I say this, also let me remind y'all folks out there, we gonna need some funds too. So when I throw that crowdsourcing out there for y'all, don't act shaded in and be like, what they want? We want to make a movie. We ain't doing that, y'all. Y'all want a Thanksgiving movie?
All
Donation.
right, we got the creativity. We just need the money. Hit that subscribe
Thankful
button
plug.
is what we need you to do.
Subscribe, like,
That's
share.
what we need. Hit that subscribe
That's how
button.
we get some
Come on
funds too,
in.
y'all.
Please like, share, comment on this video. Join Horror Hooch Facebook group. Join the Horror Hooch on TikTok. We gonna give y'all that list again. This is our offbeat Thanksgiving movie list. If you need something to watch horror related that has to do with food and eating, because that's all we care about anyway on Thanksgiving, it's the important part
Dinner
anyway.
time, dinner time.
You can go to theaters and watch the new Thanksgiving Eli Roth movie. Check out The Menu, Bones and All, Jeepers Creepers, Night of the Living Dead, Fresh, and our honorable mention, Scary Movie 2, and Fall of the House of Usher. Okay, get those lists, watch those on Thanksgiving. Some of them have to do with eating, some of them have to do with strange eating addictions, some have to do with strange eating habits, some of them have to do with cannibalism. But this is a list of movies you can watch this
For
Thanksgiving
Thanksgiving.
holiday for Thanksgiving. You're welcome.
All right. Now y'all go say grace and eat y'all food at the same time.
Exactly. Y'all have a safe holiday, and we will see y'all again for our Christmas show, the last episode.